Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The stakes continue to be high for the U.S. Senate candidates, Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown and Democrat Elizabeth Warren, as they meet tonight for their second debate. A new WBUR poll out this morning finds among those who watched the first televised debate last week, likely voters split on who won. The poll also finds the race itself is very close, with Warren leading Brown by just 2 points, 46-44%. WBUR's Fred Tice has details.
One of the key factors playing in Elizabeth Warren's favor is voters' discomfort with the idea of Republicans taking over the Senate. Only 29% of likely voters in our poll say they would prefer to see Republicans in control of the Senate. Twice as many, 58%, say they'd prefer to see Democrats keep running the Senate. Dennis Baker of Shrewsbury, a former Democratic state representative, is one of them. He was among the 1,300 people who marched in the rain in the pancreatic cancer research walk at Castle Island in South Boston yesterday. He's one of those famous Reagan Democrats. He voted for Ronald Reagan, but he's with Warren now.
And I think the major issue she's got going for her is we can't let the Republicans take over the Senate. I think that's critical, because I think the Republican Party has moved way far to the right, and I think it would be dangerous to have them in the Senate.
As we found in the last WBUR poll, more people believe Warren will stand up for regular people when in the Senate. 43% of likely voters say that. But Brown has seen a big jump among people who see him that way. 39% of likely voters now see him as the candidate most likely to stand up for regular people. Michael Federici of Medway, snacking and sipping on coffee under the roof outside Sullivan's on Castle Island, is among them.
I think he's true to what he stands for and the stuff he's fought for, and I don't think he's made a big deal about middle class like the Democrats are trying to pin everything on the millionaires like they're the problems. And all of a sudden, every Democrat is for the middle class, yet half of them don't even live in the middle class. So to me, it's kind of bull.
More people agree with Warren on the key issues, and more voters still believe Warren is the best candidate to stand up for women in the Senate. But Brown continues to be the candidate people like more. 52% hold a favorable opinion of him. 47% of likely voters hold a favorable opinion of Warren. People like Gail DuBois of Pepperell.
I think she's honest. I think she's a fresh face. I think she'll do well by us.
Among the qualities people see in Brown is a willingness to compromise with Democrats. 3% of voters say he compromises with Democrats too often. 30% say not often enough. But 48% say he compromises just about the right amount. That's why Jim Wells of Holden likes Brown.
Because he votes off-center. I think we've got too many people in the House and Senate right now that vote strictly straight-line party. I think Warren will vote straight-line Democrat. I think we need more people that can see both sides and vote against their party sometimes.
Massachusetts voters pride themselves on splitting their vote, and by a narrow margin, more likely voters still see the prospect of sending an all-Democratic delegation to Washington as a negative development. For now, that's an advantage for Scott Brown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.